Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association, teaching, learning, leading.
Officials at the Virginia Department of Medical Assistance Services were planning to send out termination letters on December 1st, alerting families that 65,000 children and 1,100 pregnant women were about to lose their health insurance. That's because Congress has not reauthorized the State Children's Health Insurance Program, also known as SCHIP. Chief Deputy Director Linda Nablow appeared on WBUR's Here and Now to announce that state officials are waiting a few days in the hopes that Congress might take action.
We're not sending the letter out on December 1st as originally intended, because the last thing we want to do is scare parents and then turn right around and have to tell them, sorry, never mind, Congress has finally acted and your coverage is safe.
Elizabeth Barak at Georgetown University says states are walking a tightrope.
No state is in a position where they want to cut off their program. I think there's a hope that this will get done quickly. But of course, states run these programs and they have to plan ahead and they have to make sure that they're giving families enough lead time. And that's exactly the position that Virginia's in.
If Congress has not taken action by December 8th, Virginia officials will have no choice but to start notifying families that pretty soon they'll no longer have health insurance. I'm Michael Pope.